Hello again, everyone. Today's guest of Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Sean Moody, credit specialist and owner of Moody Blues Consultant and CBM Business Solution. Hey, man, what's up?
How you doing, Bosh?
Hey, I'm doing well, man. How you doing?
Doing all right. Thanks for having me again.
Yeah, Appreciate it. Hey, thank you for stopping by. And you know you're going to be a regular after this, all right?
I appreciate that. All right.
Yeah, we got some room for you to come and do your thing on a regular basis.
I'll do my best.
All right, then. So, hey, what's new in the credit world?
Thanks for the question. So, one thing that's changed actually today, as of Friday, so credit freezes are now free. So, when you think about last year, a little over a year ago, we had the Equifax data breach, where almost 150 million people had their personal information exposed, you know, social security numbers, driver's license numbers, and the like. And so, obviously, that is very dangerous for us as consumers. So, one option that consumers have is to place a credit freeze. Prior to today, depending on the state that you're in, it'll cost you anywhere between $5 to $10, or in some states it was free, to place a credit freeze, which basically prevents a lender or a creditor from accessing your credit file. And the reason you'd want to consider that is because thieves that, let's say, get your information to do bad things with that information, they're not allowed to, or they're not able to open new accounts. As of today, to place a freeze on your credit bureaus is actually free.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask next. Yeah, credit freeze. Yeah, and what does that mean?
So the freeze, again, it does just like it sounds. Basically, you can freeze your credit file, meaning no lender can access your credit file while it is frozen. So you have to call and or go to each of the individual bureau websites, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion.
And you can do this all yourself.
You can do this all yourself. Okay. And like I said, as of today, there's no charge. And once you apply that freeze, you're assigned a PIN number, a special PIN number. It's four digits. And then when you want to, let's say you want to go ahead and apply for something later, so some sort of loan, let's say an auto loan, you need to do what's called a thaw, meaning provide the four-digit number to the bureau so that they can thaw your file so that creditors can have access to your file. So bottom line, when the file is frozen, the creditors cannot have access to the file, meaning thieves cannot open new accounts.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me ask you another question. You said it is free as of today, meaning it's subject to change?
No, meaning
what
that...
What does that mean? Because I know a lot of people are going to listen.
Yeah, so there was some new legislation recently passed by the federal government, which, prior to this legislation, there was... Depending on the state you lived in, there was a charge to actually put a freeze on your credit file. Again, depending on the state you lived in.
Okay. Give me an example.
Free
from what to what?
From $5 to $10.
Oh, okay.
Per
okay.
bureau, by
okay.
the way.
Okay. Per bureau. All right.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So you could pay up to $30 just to put a freeze on your file. Now, as of today, it's completely free.
Okay. Now, I know bureaus. Also I want to know about, and I'm sure my listeners want to be educated about, tax liens. All right. On your credit report, and you know, how does that, you know,
another change
removed, how do you get those?
Based on another agreement or legislation, actually this was not a legislation, excuse me, so an agreement between the Attorney General here in New York as well as some other attorney generals across the country and the bureaus, they've decided to remove all tax liens from credit reports. This was actually enacted last year, but there were a couple million people that were that still had tax liens on their report. So as of July of this year, those tax liens from those people that still had them on the report were removed.
Okay.
So the good news is tax liens are no longer reported on the three credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, TransUnion. However, and the big however is if you've got a tax lien, you still have to pay that money. So if you owe the federal government or the state,
you're not walking away with that.
And in addition,
they're getting their money,
absolutely,
one way or the other,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And in addition to that, you know, let's say you're buying a house, they do a public record search. So even though a tax lien may not show on your credit report, when they do a public record search,
okay,
it'll come up.
Okay, now tell me about the other topic that you wanted to talk about. You know,
Well, yeah. So the other change as well, and it's not very, very recent, but medical collections.
Oh, medical. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So believe it or not, one in five consumers in the United States has a medical collection on their credit report and has no idea it's on there.
Mm.
All right. So because of that, it's a best practice to make sure that you check your credit report regularly. Mm. I would say at least once a quarter, so once every 3 months, to check your credit report. There are a number of resources out there where you can monitor your credit report. Having said that, a lot of times a medical collection may not necessarily be a bill that wasn't paid. It may actually be a bill that is a result of a dispute between the medical provider and the insurance company.
Right, so, such as copays.
Such as a copay, exactly. Mm-hmm. And so, unfortunately, as consumers, if that happens, we're guilty until proven innocent, because what happens, the collection company will put that on your credit report, and guess what? That can drop your score anywhere from 90 to 100 points plus, mm-hmm. which does a lot of damage. And so a recent change, this actually went into effect last year, but now collection companies must wait 6 months or 180 days prior to reporting a medical collection on your credit report.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that time, that 6 month time span is supposed to be used in case, again, there's some sort of, there may be, like I said, some sort of dispute between the medical provider and the insurance companies.
Okay, well, talk to me about this before we close out, because you're going to be coming back, I mean, multiple times. You're going to be our ongoing contributor. So I want to ask you this question. What happens if you have a surgery, okay, and you're out of work,
mm-hmm.
okay, and things kind of fall behind, and as a result of that, you fall behind, and like you said, copays or medical bills, but you know, you wrote the doctors and stuff like that where you just wasn't working, you know, no income was coming in, but you still got hit with those bills. How do you refute that? How do you, you know?
Well, you know, if you
so if you had a surgery and you're out for 2 months,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. yeah, so you know, life happens, right?
Yeah,
and so
and it happens,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so the I think the best strategy, you know, if you fall in hard times and you're not able to pay, whether it's a medical bill, any type of bill,
yeah.
First thing is to be very communicative
to
with
your creditors.
With the creditors, mm-hmm. and let them know what's going on. You know,
okay.
So be proactive. It's better to be proactive and say, okay, here's what's going on. You know, I'm going through this specific life event, whether it's, you know, you're out of work, if you had some sort of medical emergency. And
well, what could they do once you be like you communicate with them, like credit cards? If you know, well, geez, I'm not going to be able to make these payments for, or car notes, you know, if you communicate with them, what's some of your options?
Well, some lenders are willing to work with you. Now, again, they're still going to want you to you know, honor the terms that you signed up for when you actually
okay.
open the credit card, right?
Mm-hmm.
However, certain lenders are willing to work with you, whether it's, you know, delaying a payment. Now, there's no guarantee that it's not going to have an adverse effect on your score.
Okay.
However, you know, again, it's always a good best practice to communicate with the lender and be proactive. Mm-hmm. So as an example.
And each lender is different.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, what you want to do is make sure that they know that you're working in good faith to honor your financial commitment. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And if you do that, you know, typically they'll leave the account open and you can work with them. You can figure out some sort of, you know, payment plan. Now, again, there's no guarantees that that will not have an adverse effect on your score.
Okay.
But you can actually minimize the damage, if that mm-hmm. makes sense.
And a lot of this stuff, because I'm trying to speak in terms where a lot of people can understand it, you could do a lot of this stuff on your own by writing letters, right? And building a paper trail showing that you communicated with them, that if something comes out later on that was adverse effect on your credit, at least you can have a paper trail that I communicated with X party to tell them my situation.
Yeah, paper trail is always a good rule of thumb, whether okay. it's, you know, sending letters, you know, certified or even email.
Certified is great.
Yeah.
Or email.
Or even
I'm big on certified mail.
Yep.
Before email, I was the certified mail king. You know,
okay.
I sent certified mail certified, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I have no doubt you were the king there. But
yes.
Yeah, email. But to your point, you definitely want to have some sort of paper trail.
Okay.
That can't hurt.
Okay, great. Well, listen, there you go. What should I say? From the credit expert, the credit doctor, you know, some life and some good, sound credit, advice, right?
I hope so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, we're going to have you back. All right. So get ready.
All right. I'm ready.
Folks, you're going to be hearing more of him and sooner rather than later. Okay. And I'll end by saying until next time, folks, it's about the triple E's: education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.